Fraser Anning.
Pauline Hanson.
John Howard.
Peter Dutton.
Andrew Bolt.
Alan Jones.
Bob Catter.
Rupert Murdoch.
Tony Abbott.
Clive Palmer.
Miranda Devine.
Sky News.
Mark Latham.
Neil Erickson.
Blair Cottrell.
Corey Bernardi.
30 to 60% of the Australian population.
You guys are filthy little crawling in the ground, grubby, disgusting grublets, and you disgust me.
You are literally the worst of us.
You are all grubs of the week, and you make me fucking ashamed to be Australian. Fuck you.
Welcome to the grub.
Welcome to the grub.
Here's some sketches.
Morning, John. Morning, Susan.
Oh, morning. Yes. Oh, that's lovely. Yes. Good morning.
Look at that. Just three best friend crabs.
Yeah.
Yes, crabbing that's about. Right. We're all crabs here. We're all crabs at the bottom of the ocean.
I love a theatre show. I love to go to the theatre when I'm not crabbing.
You know, you've seen anything recently?
I saw Jersey Boys.
I love Jersey Boys. What a terrific show.
Oh, what a night. Late September down in 63.
Jersey Boys.
I would have gone to Jersey Boys, but there was a dead whale and I just had to get right in there.
Yeah, I saw that dead whale.
Oh, I got a little nibbled around. Yes.
I was lucky the other day and I found something you never find.
What was that?
A dead cat.
Really?
Yes.
In the bottom of the ocean?
In the bottom of the ocean. A real... It was like winning the gold lotto for
me. What's a dead cat doing all the way around
here? I don't know, but I was there and I just devoured this dead cat. It was absolutely lovely.
What were they thinking though? Just bringing a dead cat out in the middle of the Pacific?
I don't know how it happened. I'm a crab. I don't ask questions. I eat the cat.
That's
lovely.
Right.
You can swing a cat in here.
It is the abyssal plains of the Pacific Ocean.
What does any of those things mean? I'm a crab.
That's right. You know what that means, don't you, you little bastard?
I don't know anything. I'm a crab.
Have you ever noticed that there's no fruit in the ocean?
No fruit.
There's no ocean fruits.
I don't know what fruit is.
Well, there's a couple of fruits that I hang out with on a Friday night.
Oh, Susan, you are...
Snip, snip, snip.
I love
snip,
the theatre.
Snip, 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 snip.
You
snip,
are
snip,
the
snip,
devil.
Hi, I'm Ben Russell, and I want to... from the bottom of my heart, give you a sincere apology for this sketch. It was just a desperate pitch trying to get something happy happening in our lives, and I foolishly thought that we could make something funny out of nothing. It was just an idea that three crabs were in the bottom of the ocean and just having a riff. I now know that my attempts were misguided, and I'm sorry. I can assure you all that this won't happen again. And if it does, I'm sorry. Yours sincerely, Ben Russell, The Grub. P.S. I eat my own pussy.
I go to the theatre in St. Kilda and I come out of the ocean.
Well, let's start again.
No, I think we should go into one of these underwater volcanoes.
Why?
I know why. I know what he wants to do in there.
You want to blast off, do you?
Honestly, maybe just cook myself up.
Could this be the worst sketch we've ever done?
It might be.
I just thought it'd be nice just to riff, but we can't really do that.
It's awful.
We can't even do
it's
that.
Awful.
I don't know what the premise is. I don't know why we're here.
Well, it's just three crabs talking, isn't it?
It's like we've set out to just make the bonus episode.
I'm a king crab, the biggest of the sea.
I eat my own pussy.
Num, 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 num.
You want to start again?
No.
No.
I'm just going to make a few phone calls to Fraser Anning. Fraser Anning's office in Brisbane. The number is 07-3221-9099. Let's make a couple of calls.
Number 130. There is no one available to take your call at the moment, so please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, hey, Fraser, how's it going, mate? This is Bill Stivens from Bill Stivens Hardware. Just wanted to say that you make me sick to my stomach, and I wish you would vomit out your own guts and vomit yourself inside out, and then writhe around the floor like a little jelly man. So, see you, Fraser. See you, mate. So that was Fraser Anning. Might give him a few more calls throughout the episode. That was just a little fun little thing. Oh, it's calling back again. His number, by the way, is 07-3221-9099. So
number 130. There is no one available to take your call at the moment, so please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, Fraser. It's Funny Lady. And I just want to say that I've got your number, see? I'm going to find you, and I'm going to put you in my glass, and I'm going to drink you all up, and I'm going to spit you out on the toilet, you see? That's where you belong. You're a little turd. And I'm going to flush you, and you're going to join your little turd families, and you're going to have little turd babies. Ooh, watch out. The water treatment plant's coming to get you. It never misses a beat.
This is the grub. This is the grub. Grub.
The grub!
Greg, I can't wait until we have another barbecue together.
Yeah, I've been thinking about barbecue.
Sorry, fellas.
Sorry, we're just recording. Mary.
Mary, hey.
How you going, fellas? I knew you wouldn't mind me coming in.
Oh, we're actually a little bit low on time.
Yeah, we...
I knew my fellas would be like, Mary, oh, you wouldn't want me to be in the area and then not come in, would you, fellas?
Sure. I mean, it would have been nice to let us know you were coming
in. Yeah.
We just don't have time for a big chat or anything like that.
Listen, you know I've got my show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Go online. Mm-hmm, uh-huh. And I was doing it out at the Werribee Town Hall.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out, it transpires that it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Okay.
We knew that it didn't
exist. And so I've been, and I've handed over $600 to someone. And, that's all part of it. I get that. That's a funny joke,
I feel like that's just fraud.
Yeah, we're all different. We've all got our own ways of looking after ourselves and getting money, and I don't judge anyone.
Mm.
But someone there, I transferred it into their bank account there because thinking that was a venue and I was all sorted. And now it's March, fellas, and I don't have a venue.
Sure.
And I was wondering, I just thought I'd put a call out to the listeners. Mm-hmm. Has anyone got a venue where I could perform?
And what's your show called again that you want to perform?
It's The 60-Year-Old Slut Goes on Safari, featuring young Tony, and there's magic and there's songs and there's all sorts of things.
Yeah. Okay, so just to fill you in, the listeners at home, it's a show called The 60-Year-Old Slut.
It goes on safari. Animals and all
it
this.
It involves live magic and a six-year-old songs and a six-year-old woman
who has multiple lovers.
How is Tony?
He's fine. He's a bit upset at the moment. He wanted to have another conversation about being in a one-on-one sexual relationship. And I said, Tony, I can't. I'm seeing you. And I've got this other lovely bloke on the go now, John.
Is he new?
Yeah.
What about the older Tony?
Older Tony's not well. He's in hospital now.
Oh.
I'll visit him. But, yeah, John's groovy and he's I met him at a jazz night. And he loves a dance and he's and we're exploring all sorts of you know, like standing up positions because he's got a bad back and he can get up, you see, and be on the wall or be, you know, he can stand up in the shower. And I said, if you can stand up, then you can stand up. So that's one of the jokes in the new show. I'm exploring all sorts of things at the moment sexually, including myself. I don't know if you know, fellas, but there's groups you can go to of women, just women in a room, and we all sit around and they say in the flyer, no underpants, but wear a skirt. And so I go along and you all sit on the ground and you spread out your legs and you get a mirror and you look at your vagina and you have a good look at it. And, you know, and the teacher will say, have a thought about a boy that you might like. And then you can see the various changes or, you know, sorts of swellings you know, pulsations or
so this is just a
whether there's it's a change of colour. And the energy you can get off that is wonderful. But
is this just a group masturbation class?
No.
It sounds like this. It's so strange that you're here and I don't know why you're telling us
anyway,
this.
Anyway, listen, it's really, get in touch on Twitter, emails.
Yeah, I got to tell you, sorry, Mary, I got to tell you, I know the comedy festival. You're a month out and you don't have a venue.
Yeah.
The show ain't happening.
Oh, come on, Greg. I've got to tell you, you're joking on me.
No.
There's no way
you're going to get a venue at this late stage.
Oh, come on. Look, there's be a nice theatre or the town hall. Or someone will have me in. No worries.
The town hall. The town hall.
Oh, you're having a joke on me. Anyway, get in touch and send me your bank details and I can put through any deposits or anything like that.
I would actually just hold off on
No,
that.
I will.
That's how you get defrauded. That's how that happens.
I wouldn't call it that. I would call it helping out someone else.
Yeah, you definitely got stolen from
Well, that's your take on it.
Well, thank you, Mary Seymour.
Okay, get online! Get online!
Number 130. There is no one available to take your call at the moment, so please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, Fraser Anning. This is Carol Stevens here. Listen, you're a bloody disgrace, all right? You're a bloody disgrace. There you are up there, all la-di-da, living the life of Riley while there's people suffering and all you can do is spurt hate. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll never go up the pokies with you or the casino or nowhere. No one wants to go nowhere with you, no time. I couldn't care less. If I see you in the street, I'll clob you in the head with a roast chicken. You're a fucking disgrace.
David?
Yes, Tom?
I'm so glad you could meet me for this meeting with J.K. Rowling.
Yes.
As her publisher, we have a duty to, of course, publish and sell her books, which all do very nicely.
Yes.
But she's making changes to the world. But she's making changes to the world, and I just have some concerns.
I don't think that they're as concerning as you may think. Look, why don't we bring her in here and we can discuss in person? I think that it's okay. She's not changing the works themselves. It's more just a change in terms of, you know, backstory of characters and things like that. I think we'll be all right.
Okay. Here she comes. Yeah.
Hello.
JK.
Hello.
Yes,
lovely to see you again.
Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you. Yes.
Lovely.
Yes.
JK, congratulations.
Thank you.
On the new movie.
Thank you. I haven't been out of the house in 2 years.
No, that's good.
I write the books.
Yes.
Yes.
Harry.
And such magnificent books you write.
And the magic.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yes. And we all love the book.
Harry is now a girl. And always was.
And
that's just kind of what we want to speak to you about.
But I knew he was a girl when I wrote
that Harry Potter is a girl.
He's a girl.
Is in a transgender?
He was just always a girl in my own mind.
Just a girl whose name was Harry.
Yes, but he's also a wizard. That's interesting.
Yes, well, yeah. I mean, this is just sort of what we're talking about. You're doing a lot of things. You're changing things kind of retrospectively.
He's a Dumbledore.
He's Dumbledore?
No, he's a Gumbledore. He was always a Gumbledore.
Okay. A Gumbledore.
I don't know what that
means.
That's
interesting, yes. I quite like that.
We're just concerned that you're changing some of the world that people love so much just for no reason.
He was actually born in Syria and moved across.
Okay. Even though it is in the...
Yes, that's just sort of an interesting take. Syria, okay, I see that.
Yeah. Obviously, you've just said to a bunch of people that...
I haven't left the house in 2 years.
Yes.
Is that my first that's time good, out yes. of the house?
No one wants to leave the house.
I live in a castle.
Yes,
oh, that's good, that's good.
We're just concerned, I mean, you just keep changing, saying that people...
He's a Bumbledore.
People that are fucking when they're not, when they haven't in the books, so...
Harry, who's a girl, fucked Bumbledores.
Bumbledores?
Yes.
I didn't even know that there is a character called Bumbledores.
Bumbledores, nobody knows about him except me.
An unseen character. Yes. Interesting, yes.
But he was always there.
He was always there.
In book one.
In book one, Bumbledore was in there and Harry Potter was having sex with Bumbledore.
So I guess, I mean, what other things do we want to change? What about Ron Weasley? Do you want to change...
Ron Weasley is now he's in a wheelchair, unfortunately. Oh. But he always was.
He was always in a wheelchair.
Yes.
Well, that just seems to change the world just a little bit. It just seems like something you might have brought up.
You can get things delivered to your castle so you don't have to leave.
That's very good. That's wonderful.
Now, about, Grindelwald and Dumbledore having a relationship that wasn't already...
Scotland spoken. Should not leave England.
Okay, that's good.
A very, very good political view that you hold there.
We just want to see if there's any other changes that you want to make to the world that you've already sort of established.
Yes, I think...
If only I knew anything about it.
I think you do, and I think I'm supportive of these changes, but I do think that at a certain point we need to lock away the changes.
Hermione. Hermione was always her name.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, so it was a misspelling then in the book.
Yes, and
Hermione.
She was always a non-distinct immigrant.
It just seems like you're just making this up.
I don't know.
It does rather like feel like that a little bit. Like I was on your side.
I have four bathrooms on one level. So in total, I have 20 bathrooms.
I did want to point out as well, I with a lot of these changes I have been on board with, although I think, you know, I see this list here of some of the changes that you're saying that Dobby was actually a salad the whole time.
Yes, it was a salad. A gluten-free salad.
Yes. That does sort of push the limit for me a little bit.
And just
Dobby,
here...
Dobby was a salad.
It says that Voldemort was a... bag of
a bat shoe.
Oh, so that's a misprint. So he was a bat.
He was a Japanese warrior. So always was.
So you're just changing it even now.
He's a Grumbledore.
So in the last 2 minutes, we've gone from Voldemort is a bag of shoes to a bat shoe to a Japanese warrior to a Dumbledore.
And here it says that the two Weasley twins were fucking. They were fucking all
They
along.
Were always fucking. Yes, and there's many characters in the book who have fucked.
And Beatrix,
Gandalf fucked.
Now this is really offensive to me. Lord of the Rings is high fantasy, and it's not to be confused with Harry Potter.
There, please.
Excuse me. Can I raise something at this point?
Yes, Grub, thank you.
Yes.
Sorry Grub. I had to come out.
No, it's fine, no, Grub. Fine.
But the thing is, I don't think Anne knows anything about Harry Potter.
Yes.
I understand.
And as you know,
Grub,
I'm an avid reader.
Yes, of course. It's been a tough week. It's been a tough week.
Hi. Ben Russell here. I'm sorry. This sketch was my fault. I just pitched a sketch because J.K. Rowling had been in the news and it just seemed like a funny idea. But I would like to personally apologize to every single one of you. I'm sorry, and this will never happen again. Thank you. And I eat my own pussy.
It's the grub!
Number 130. There is no one available to take your call at the moment, so please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Fraser Anning. This is Ronald Gunch. You're actually a bit of a cunt. And I know that's surprising coming from me, because honestly, I'm actually a bit of a dick myself. I own a lot of blades, I have a trench coat, pretty into anime. I'm the kind of guy that would probably think you were cool. But actually, you're such a cunt that I reckon you're not cool, mate. I reckon you're a bloody dickhead. Yeah, so anyway, the hero wanders off.
The Grump!
Good afternoon, class. My name is Professor Dick Hands, and I want to assure you that even though I have dicks for hands, I teach damn good law. Now, does anyone have any questions about their homework that I set yesterday?
Professor Dickhands?
Wendy, yes, can I help you?
Hi, listen, I'm having trouble with this particular document that outlines the precedent for the case we were speaking about yesterday. Can you have a look?
Sure, Wendy. Yeah, I see that. Okay. No, this looks great. You've done wonderful work. Just believe yourself.
Sir, can you get your hand off my shoulder?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Sorry, Wendy. Okay, so class is dismissed. I'll see you all later. Everybody, believe in yourself. You're gonna do great. Wendy, I'm pointing directly at you, okay? Keep going. You're doing great.
Yeah, see you next week, Professor Dickhands.
See you, Jeffrey. I love my students and I love teaching law. I'm Professor Dickhands.
Professor Dickhands, can I have a word with you?
Yes, Dean, of course. Sorry, I got two apples. Would you like an apple?
Do you have an apple that you haven't touched with your hand?
I don't see. Well, my hands are clean.
Yeah. I'm not going to have an apple. I'm not going to have it.
Okay.
I need to talk to you about a complaint that has been made against you. We take these.
Sorry, I dropped my pencil.
Okay.
These hands.
Oh, that was distressing watching you pick up that pencil. It's sickening to me that you sort of put the pencil in the eye of the penis of your dickhead. Stop rubbing your mouth, please.
Try and not think of them as dicks, but hands.
Yeah.
Because that's what I use them for.
Sure, sure.
Because I might have dick for hands, but I am still a person. And I teach damn good law.
Don't wave that in my face, please. Don't, please. Listen, there's been a complaint made against you. An allegation of sexual harassment that we need to investigate. We take these things very seriously. Please don't touch your head. I don't know. Have you got a glove? Have you got a pair of gloves that you could put on?
I've got some gloves. One
or
second.
Some socks.
They're always. I've got them in a box here. Oh. One second.
I would say I would have gotten them out for you, but you've already touched the box, so I'm not gonna.
Yeah, sorry. These are just a box of lifestyles. They're always so hard to open, you know? Especially when you've got dick for hands.
Look, while you're doing that...
Gotta get it with my teeth.
Oh, man.
There we go. I can never tell which way is... Like, how do you put it on? Which way is upside down?
I don't know.
One second.
Can you just get the glove? Just get the glove on the dick. Ah, that looks worse in a way because it... I can still see, it's like a latex glove. I can still see the dick through the glove.
Yeah, it's a condom.
Yeah, that is a condom.
Yeah.
That is a condom. That's a good idea. Look, you're being fired for sexual harassment is what's happening. That's what's happening. You're being fired for sexual harassment. There's no investigation. You're fired.
You can't do this.
Well, I'm doing it.
I have tenure.
I don't know... I'm not 100% sure what tenure is, even though I'm the dean. I know I should know, but I don't know. Frankly, this whole dick hands thing, it's just distracting me. It's ruining everyone's life.
Well, you, sir,
You'll hear from my lawyer.
Ah, is your dick hand becoming hard?
It gets a little hard when I get angry. Oh. And you are... Oh. This is discrimination, okay?
Ah, get out. Why? Why did you just fart? Why did you just fart? You don't have a bum hand.
I'm sorry, I get aggressive, and you will hear from my lawyer, good sir. Oh. I'm sorry, could you...
Professor Dickhands, goodbye.
Can you please open the door for me?
Yeah. Here we go. Oh, God, you sicken me. Oh, I've just farted as well. I'm coming back into your office to fart.
Okay. All right.
Professor Dickhands, this is a serious accusation. I don't know how we're going to work this. I mean, I think we can beat it in court, but I'm not 100% confident. I mean, you did put your hand on her shoulder, and your hands being what they are, it makes it hard for me.
Greta, I know that I'm in big trouble. Greta, I know that I'm in big trouble, okay? I teach law, okay? I'm a professor. I'm Professor Dickhands. I'm not Mr. Dickhands, okay? Now listen to me.
Can you... I appreciate you're making a point, but please don't point the hands at me at this point. I'm sensitive.
I have a classroom full of people that saw that there was no sexual or negative connotation to my contact with Wendy. I was merely checking her work.
There's... I have a document in front of me that indicates that there has been some residue found on Wendy's clothes. You know, the defense has a... the defense or the prosecution, actually?
Prosecution.
You know, the prosecution here has DNA. They have a fairly strong kind of case.
Listen, that morning I was peeling an orange, and the skin always does things to my hands. Can you blame me? I've got dicks for hands.
I know. I mean, I know you were born that way, and you are one of America's top professors of lore.
What they're doing is discrimination, and I won't stand for it.
I don't think that's right. I don't think that's acceptable. Oh, I'm so sorry. I've let go of myself.
Oh, hi. Is this the room I was supposed to be in? I'm a farting bro.
Get out of here, farting bro.
All right, I'll see you.
Excuse me, can I have one newspaper?
Yeah, you can have a newspaper.
Thank you.
Hey, are you from that big court case?
Yeah.
You're the dick hands, man.
Yeah, that's
hey, buddy, I want to shake your hand. Oh, let me shake it. Let me really shake it. Let me really shake
it. Okay, that's enough. Let me go.
Let me really shake it.
No, nobody understands me. I'm a professor of law, and I have dick hands, but I'm still a man.
Visiting Professor Dick Hands, it's so good to see you. I'm Dr. Vagina Hands.
Dr. Vagina Hands, but what did you want to see me with? I'm just a disgraced professor.
No, listen. You know what? It's not easy for us, you know? We live in the world. We're still professors of law or doctors of philosophy. We've still got something to give. It's just our hands.
Oh, look, wow.
Would you consider reaching out and touching me and touching my hand and taking my hand?
Yes, of course.
I feel like we've met now in the middle, you know?
This feels so good and warm.
It does. It feels like I'm coming home.
Excuse me, would you like to go to dinner with me?
I'd be delighted. Oh, I'm so sorry. I've been having a hard time, and I get anxious, and you know, I can't. Oh.
Can we? Okay, and now we're getting married.
Yep.
Here we are to celebrate the union of this man and this woman, this Professor Dick Hands and this woman Vagina Hands. Oh my God, what a beautiful sight to see. See two people love each other. So good that all the family are here. It's such a wonderful time. I believe the couple have their own vows they'd like to say to each other. You start, Dick Hands.
Dr. Vagina Hands? I never thought that there would be someone out there just for me. I thought that I was doomed to walk these lands with these two dicks for hands.
He's got dick hands.
But I see that everyone has someone out there for them. And for me, you're the vagina to my dick. I love you, Dr. Vagina Hands. And I want to spend the rest of my life holding hands with you.
Oh, Dick Hands. I want to take you in my hands and hold you and hold you for the rest of my life. I feel so comfortable with you and so much love for you and your family and your hands. Your hands are what make.
Sorry, I've got gas. I don't mean to interrupt the beautiful ceremony. Keep going.
I want to.
Keep going.
I wanna be with you and your hands and hold your hands for the rest of my life. Will you let me slip this ring on?
Yes.
The bride is now slipping on the dick ring. On the big dick ring. And now, as is custom, as I am the priest, I will kiss each of you on the hand. Yeah. Oh yeah. I will now pronounce you husband and wife. You may slap your dick and pussies on each other's hands.
I love you, Dr. Vagina Hands.
I love you too, Professor Dick Hands.
Yay! Oh, yeah!
And Professor Dick Hands and Dr. Vagina Hands lived happily ever after. And I'm pleased to announce there's a little Dick Hands along the way, coming soon. Thanks for listening to this sketch. I've been Ben Russell. And on behalf of the Grub, I would like to personally say, you're welcome. Good night.
Yeah, we'll end on that one.
Leave me alone! It's the
Number 130. There is no one available to take your call at the moment, so please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Fraser Anning.
Hello, Fraser Anning.
It's the Eggy Boys.
Eggy Boys.
Eggy Boys.
Oh, we're slipping around.
We heard you like eggs, and we've got some fucking eggs for you, Fraser.
I like my eggs so juicy and slippery.
I like my eggs sloppy and smashed on an old man's head.
I'm going to go up your bottom.
You're stupid. Eggy Boys.
No one available to take your call at the moment. So, please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, Fraser Anning. My name is a grub. I am an actual grub. I live inside an asshole. I eat puppies, and I am the definition of a piece of shit. You, sir, however, are a bigger grub than me. You are the biggest grub in Australia. You are a disgrace. And even grubs are ashamed to call you a grub. You suck. So why don't you get yourself flushed? Because we don't want you around no more.